Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Grace. I'm a coordinator from Keystone. Excuse me. I'm calling in regards a mutual participant. Her name is Shireen Jackson. First name Sharine. She is unable to be reached. I want to know her age, current schedule, you know, what's going on, if you have an update about her.
Of course. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Sharine, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last name was Griffin, you said?
Oh, Jackson.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Takes my computer a minute, sorry.
No, take your time. No problem. And also to confirm that she's getting 44 hours with you guys.
It says that she requested to have her schedule adjusted down to 4 to 8:30. Oh, that might have been an old message, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
On 2/12/26, I received a message saying that they had a fire in her home. There was a candle that started the fire. She is okay, but she moved to 5529 Grays Avenue. Do you have that information?
I can't confirm that. I'm covering this case, and okay. I really did not check the information, but I'm just noting this down.
Okay.
But you know what? Let me see if that's the address that I have for her. First, let me take the note. You said 5521 Grays Ave?
5529 Grays Ave, 19142.
I think that is the address I have for her.
Okay.
And then you said it was a fire that started with a candle.
A candle.
Right?
Yeah.
Did it say like the condition of the home? Is it like
It doesn't say, but she moved, so I assume it wasn't good.
Okay. And do you have a working phone number for her? Or
The last number we reached her on was the 267-815-5832. Do you have that number?
Let me see. 267-815-5832. Let me take it down because that sounds like I have the wrong one, and that makes sense. Hold on. I'm going to have you repeat it one more time, okay?
Okay.
1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready now.
Okay. It's 267-815-5832.
Okay. And that's for Miss Jackson, right?
Yeah, that's the number we reach her on. And let me see what else I have here in for her caregiver.
Yeah, that's the same number we have for her. Which I called it wrong, but it sounds like she sent it to voicemail, so maybe she's just not familiar with the number.
Yeah, and her caregiver's number I have as 267-407-3541.
Okay, and what is her schedule?
She's with her now, I believe. Let me
check out.
Today's the 11th. She clocked in at 2 o'clock actually today.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I'm going to reach out back out to her at these numbers. And you don't have any concerns, any issues with her? Has services has been ongoing?
No. Yeah. Everybody's been clocking in and out. Everything looks good. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.